And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Family and supporters of former U.S. President Donald Trump have denounced the FBI search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago, Florida estate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Eric Trump says it's yet another attack against all the Trumps.
There's no family in American history that has taken more arrows in the back.
Telling Fox News Channel's Hannity, Democrats have a clear goal.
They don't want Donald Trump to run and win again in 2024.
The Trumps accuse Democrats of weaponizing the Justice Department. GOP Senator Roger Wicker says Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Chief Chris Wray must explain why the search happened.
We deserve answers. We deserve the transparency.
The department's not commenting. At the White House,
we did not have advance notice.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said she has no comment about the search itself.
This is a criminal investigation that the Department of Justice is independently running.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, former President Trump says he will be questioned under oath Wednesday in the long-running civil investigation in New York State about his dealings as a real estate businessman. Trump revealed the news on the account of his Truth Social platform. The investigation is being led by State Attorney General Letitia James and involves allegations that Trump's company misstated the value of prized assets and misled lenders and tax authorities. The former president called the investigation a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in U.S. history. A former Twitter employee was found guilty on Tuesday of spying for Saudi Arabia, keen to unmask critics of the platform. Ahmad Abu Amo was convicted on numerous charges, including money laundering, fraud, and being an illegal agent of a foreign government.